Welcome back, everyone, for another edition of Stars Radio, your short track auto racing source, a production of the Zeus Radio Network for Racers Reunion Radio. As folks, we went off the air last week. We told you we had someone that had kind of went into a hiatus, semi-retirement, however you look at it. But he's going to be back at the racetrack for the New Year's Bash at Dillon Motor Speedway. And this is someone who's got an awesome resume when it comes to racing. He's got 73 NASCAR wins in the Fast and Furious division at Concord Motor Speedway. He was the track champion in 2007. He was the North-South winner in 2007 and 2008. He won the Hickory's champion race in 2006 and 2007. He won 13 of 18 races in 2007. He worked as a Dale Earnhardt Jr. driver coach. He has 57 hard charger awards, 62 pole awards. We want to welcome the opportunity to bring back Tracy Mullis to Stars Radio. Welcome back, Tracy.
How you doing, Jerry?
Hey, buddy, we doing great. Glad to hear that you're going to put the helmet back on and zip up the racing suit and go racing again.
Well, Jerry, the helmet still fits. The racing suit, I'm having to work on it a little bit.
Well, I'm sure you'll get it worked out where everything fits good and you won't have no issues there. You know, we mentioned a little bit about your resume there at the start there, Tracy. For our listeners that, you know, might not know, you know, other than what we just mentioned there about Tracy Mullis, can you tell us a little bit about how you got involved in racing?
Started about 7 or 8 years old racing go-karts, and just been racing ever since. I, you know, always raced go-karts. They didn't have bandoleros or anything like that. You know, you had to move straight out of a go-kart right into a some kind of a dirt car. So I started on dirt, running all the country dirt tracks, and just getting your hands dirty whenever you can.
Well, you know, that's the way a lot of the older generation that's made it up to the upper levels, you know, got a start in go-karts. And even some of the younger generation, you know, they got their starts there in go-karts. But, you know, a little bit, Tracy, in today's world of racing, you know, 12, 13-year-old, these kids are already racing late model stock cars. You're like me. You never dreamt of driving a late model stock car at 12 or 13 years old, did you?
Oh, no, sir. No, that was unheard of. But, you know, nowadays kids, they're being groomed from very early ages, and you've got a lot of hidden talent, a lot of talent that's not been discovered, a lot of talent's on the back burner right now, a lot of money being thrown at these kids, and that's why you're getting drivers in the NASCAR, you know, Winston Cup, whatever you want to call it, the series there, you know, 18, 19 years old. And there's just a lot of talent out here, and it's being groomed from a very early age.
It sure is there, Tracy. And, you know, it's great to see some of this young talent move up through the ranks of field. You know, we've seen some of the great ones that's already up to the Premier Division, Kyle Larson, Alex Bowman, William Byron, Chase Elliott. You know, that's just to mention a few of them. And you know, it's great to see that. You know, I like to see, you know, the young guys do start off in the lower divisions and work their way up there. And, you know, when you get, you know, our age, Tracy, you can go out and win all the races you can, but nobody really wants to see us move our way up to a cup racing, do they?
No, sir. No, sir. Even up there at Concord, you know, I like to put on a show for the fans and help my competitors if I could, but I was still at my age. You know, I was too old to do anything, but I was still considered a stepping stone, you know. If you want to be the man, you got to beat the man. And there for a while, I was the man. And, you know, there's a lot of talent come out of nowhere all of a sudden. And then Concord shut down, you know. So just been looking for somewhere to get back into it. And I've had the opportunity to maybe get back into it. We'll see. We'll see how this all works out.
Well, Tracy, we mentioned your racing resume with the Fast and Furious class up there at Concord. Can you tell us a little bit about the class and what type of cars raced in that class?
Yes, sir. It was normally a single overhead cam, Hondas. They had a few other cars try to come in there, you know, be competitive. Some of the Ford Escorts and stuff when the division first started. May have been a Saturn or two. But some of the Chevrolets, you know, they tried to get into it. But you know, from Chad Miller was a big, big inspiration up there for that division. Chad Miller and Bobby Miesemer Jr., they all brought a lot of knowledge and technology to this class. And they figured out which cars ran, which cars handled. And even though you might not have the fastest car, these guys stayed on it, and they figured out what made these cars go around the track. And so they got cars that weren't really, didn't really have a lot of motor, but they handled. And if you can get that car through the corner, you know, with the same speed that a man can get down the straightaway, you're doing something, and he's hard to beat. He's really hard to beat.
That's exactly right. And you mentioned Chad and Bobby Jr., you know, two champions there at Concord Speedway. And this was a very successful class while Concord was still in on a weekly running basis. And two of them guys right there, just like you said, brought a lot of knowledge to it. And then steps up Tracy Mullis comes into the picture. And who were some of the other competitors that you had to worry about on a weekly basis there, Tracy?
Well, there for a while, you had Ben. Matter of fact, I bought my first car from Ben, and he won a championship, and I bought his car from him the next season. Then you had Wayne Harrington and his brother. I can't remember his doggone name, but Wayne Harrington and his brother. One guy out of Albemarle, he was always a competitor. It's just been so long since I've been up there and talked with those guys, but every week, you know, this division, and see, they at the Concord, you might win the race, but the next week you still got an opportunity to qualify for the pole position. But it didn't matter if you got the pole, you were still starting at the back of the field, and you also added 50 pounds to your car. So that made it where they were mixing the fast cars in with the slower cars, and it made for one heck of a show. And it really put the driver back in the driver's seat. He had to work his way and maneuver through the lap traffic and the slower cars, and then run down the leaders to even be competitive, you know. So it really it was really a challenging class. I enjoyed it, and you know, just, I hate to see it go away. I really did.
Well, everybody did, you know, would love to see Concord go back to racing on a weekly basis and bring back some of their core divisions that was successful there at Concord. But now you're going to head down to Dillon Motor Speedway for New Year's Bash, January 5th and 6th. I believe you have some experience there at Dillon Motor Speedway, don't you there, Tracy?
Yes, sir. Matter of fact, Chad Miller and I, we went down there and we put on a heck of a show door to door for I don't know how many laps. And matter of fact, I think it was Concord was rained out, and we called the owner of Dillon down there, Mr. Ron Barfield, and he said, "Hey guys, I'm gonna waive some fees for you. I mean, some you know, entry fees, and your they run the things down on your car." And they can get precise times. He said, "I'm going to waive all those fees." He said, "You bring me some cars." So we did. And I think we put on a good show down there, and everybody enjoyed it. And we went down there another time. I think I finished second down there. But I kind of like Dillon. It's a different track altogether, just a different creature than Concord. You know, Concord, you pretty much flat out and hang on to what you got and hope you brought enough. But Dillon's a little more tactical. And, you know, Gary Hargett was down there one time, and he said, he watched me during first practice. I thought I was doing something, but he come down and he said, "Okay, boy," said, you done it your way. You want to try it my way now?" I said, "Sure." So I picked up probably a half a second, you know. But that's a lot of time on the racetrack, but it's, you know, somebody helping you get around the track, giving you advice, and, you know, helping you out, it makes a world of difference. And you can take what you know and how your car is working and work it into the track, you're a lot better off.
Well, you know, you mentioned Gary Hargett giving you advice down there at Dillon. When it comes to the short track racing world, you know, it was hard to find anybody that had more knowledge than Gary Hargett. You know, he helped a lot of people, Dale Earnhardt Sr., Dale Earnhardt Jr., just to name a few. The man had tons of knowledge when it comes to short track racing.
Yeah, Gary Hargett's probably forgot more than a lot of these guys out here now know. But I won't ever forget the first time I met Gary. He was up at Concord at the Speedway, and I asked him about my car, you know, and he looked at my car and he said, well, I can tell you what's wrong with it. And I said, what's wrong with my car? He said, well, you ain't got half a motor, because I was running a four-cylinder. So I didn't think that was quite funny, but he did. And that's just Gary Hargett I know. You know, he's always been an inspiration, and he's very, very knowledgeable. Very knowledgeable.
No doubt about it. Well, you know, you got this New Year bash. You know, Ron Barfield took over what was the polar bear race at Rockingham that we had every year for the street stocks. And we set out a year, and then Ron Barfield decided, wait a minute, there's a lot of these street stocks that was running this series. So he started the New Year's bash down at Dillon Motor Speedway. And I believe this is probably going to be about our seventh, eighth year. I'm not exactly sure what year this is, but it's been growing every year with the street stocks, and he keeps adding different support divisions in down there at Dillon. And this year is going to be the first year that they're going to run front wheel drives only. In the years past, they mixed the rear wheel drives and the front wheel drives, and you know, there was just so much difference in lap time speeds. It really wasn't fair. Even though he was having two separate winners, you know, the front wheel drives been a second and a half, 2 seconds slower than the rear wheel drives. You know, kind of got in the way from time to time. So Ron said he's had enough interest in the front wheel drives, so he's decided that he's gonna run the front wheel drive separately. And after having a conversation with Ron a little bit earlier in the week, it's been a big outcome of drivers who want to come and run the front wheel drive race. So he's calling a pure stock race down there at Dillon, and you know, I'm looking at probably 15 to 20 cars showing up down there. Looking forward to seeing all them guys down there. And now we're gonna see Tracy Mullis back in that Honda Prelude that he made so famous.
Yeah, we hoping it works out the way everybody hopes, way everybody's thinking. But I don't know, somebody may have a different plan for us. But you know, like you said, there's so many of these front wheel drive cars running at different tracks under different rules. If we could get one set of rules to run at every track and make them to where any car, you know, Dillon cars could run Hickory, Hickory cars could run, Florence, Hickory cars could go to South Boston, you know, Florence cars could go anywhere they wanted to go. That class would grow leaps and bounds, and they would be cars from everywhere going to every track. And you put your purse money out there, you put a $2,500 purse money, there'd be 50, 60 cars trying to make a race.
Oh, no doubt about it. And, you know, Tracy, that's why me and my friend Branson Allison's in the process of trying to put together this Southeast Front Wheel Drive Touring Series, and we've been talking to tracks and promoters and sponsors to try to get some stuff put together with one common set of rules to be able to go. And you know, with the rules package that we did, is we took the tracks in Tennessee, North Carolina, South Carolina, Virginia, and Georgia that runs these cars, and we said, okay, let's look at these rules and see what's common at every track. Okay, so those are definitely going to be rules. This is going to be part of our rules package. Now let's look and see what's different and debate what we need to do there so that, like you said, if a car comes from Hickory to Florence, okay, at Hickory he can run XYZ, but at Florence he normally couldn't run XYZ. What do we need to do with the series to make it viable for them to come and run? And that's what we're working on. And after the new year, we're going to have some big announcements about the Southeast Front Wheel Drive Series. We're going to have a meeting the weekend at Dillon to talk a little bit about these rules. And glad that you're going to be able to be there, you know, with your success in this series. You can give us your input. We already had a meeting up at Greenville Pickens Speedway, talking to some of the drivers and the tech man, Greg Quarry, up there at Greenville Pickens Speedway about some ideas and stuff. And Big Greg is on board with some of the stuff. Some of the stuff he wasn't too sure of, but he was willing to listen. And you know, if we can get some rules packaged together, run some races that, you know, the ultimate schedule, you know, with us talking is about 10 races. And we'd love to wind up our season finale with the Southeast Front Wheel Drives at Myrtle Beach Speedway as part of the Myrtle Beach 400. And, you know, you get an opportunity to race in front of a big crowd. And, you know, it's a big, prestigious weekend to go down there and race.
Man, that'd be awesome. That would be awesome.
So, looking forward to that. But Tracy, we mentioned that you're going to be back in Honda Prelude that you made famous, and I got to tell you, I'm very honored that you're decided to come out of your semi-retirement to drive our car. You know, we got our car from you, and my son's not able to race that weekend. He's in the military, and he's got some other obligations he's got to take care of that weekend. And when me and my son Eddie was talking about, okay, well, we definitely want to have the car there because we think we got a car that can contend. So we was talking about, okay, Eddie goes, well, who do you think we should get drive the car, you know? We was talking about our buddy Hutto, Charlie Hutto, you know, a great friend of ours, a great driver. I said, well, Eddie, you know, I love Charlie like a brother, but if I got to pick somebody that's going to drive this race car, I got to go back to Tracy Mullis, the guy that used to own the car, that's going to know the car inside and out and knows how to drive these front-wheel drives. And that's why we reached out to you, Tracy, to get you to come down there and get the opportunity to get back in the driver's seat and drive this car.
Well, I certainly appreciate the opportunity, and I will never forget the day I got the phone call from you. I thought about it, and I've been getting more and more excited every week, and I've been laying off the soft drinks and the bonbons and see if I can get my big old butt back in this race suit. And we're going to go out there and drive this car and do the best we can. And, you know, we're going to have some new sponsorship on that car as well, right?
Absolutely. We signed a sponsorship opportunity for the race at Dillon, and working on something to run a big race, a $1,000 to win front wheel drive race up at Greenville Pickens. Hopefully we can give him a good showing, and he's going to agree to sponsor us up at Greenville Pickens Speedway. And that's Mr. Bill Petroff from Ancient Mariner Sign Company. Just a great company. What do you know about the company there, Tracy?
Well, they're one of the biggest sign companies. They've been around for over 40 years. They do everything from outdoor signs to indoor lighting signs. They do, you know, your awnings and stuff. If you ever go to a Zaxby's, 9 times out of 10, they've done their window guard. You know, anything aluminum, metal. They're just a really versatile company. They can just about take care of anything, you know, sign-wise or anything to do with metal on your building, you know, awnings and stuff.
Well, canvas and all. It's going to be a great partnership there. Hopefully we can do him real well, and we're going to give it 100% effort. I promise you that much. It won't be from lack of effort there, Tracy.
Absolutely, that's right. We're gonna see if we can get him up front and get a little recognition for them, and maybe open somebody's eyes, you know, let them know that what this company does, you know, and just how big they are, and some of the services they do offer, you know, the smaller companies as well.
That's right, and hopefully we can convince you after Dillon to maybe get back under the steering wheel for the big race that we're going to have up at Greenville Pickens Speedway the first weekend in February.
Let's go. If we got anything left for this car, let's load it up and take it on down there.
Well, we got two of them, Tracy. We'll load something up and take it up there. So,
I've still got one in my shop as well. So
we'll go racing one way or the other. So.
One way or the other.
Well, Tracy, I want to thank you for taking the opportunity to join us here on Stars Radio tonight, and looking forward to getting down and do some racing with you down at Dillon Motor Speedway. Maybe we're going to surprise a few people when we get down there, because we're going to go back with your old number 55.
Man, that's awesome. I do appreciate the opportunity and the confidence you've got in me to drive your car. It means a lot. And I think the big surprise might be that everybody actually sees me get back in the car. You know, they're like, oh, the old man can still get in the car, you know. So if I can just remember how to turn that sucker left, we're gonna put on a show for them.
Absolutely. Tracy, again, thank you for taking some time to join us here, and we'll be talking to you in the near future.
I appreciate it.